Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Love this song. Oh, we got to get back in it because we jumped on Noelle's time. So I want to give her as much time as possible while we listening to Whitney coming back. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You just come in when you want to. Everybody's head is bopping up here.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's listening right now. Their head is bopping. Fingers popping.
That's because Babyface did his job on this one.
Yeah.
Young, make me unbutton another button.
not the button.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Yeah. How you doing?
It's time for Noelle.
Pretty good.
It is. Yeah, no, it is. It's that time.
So we started with a little Whitney Houston because I found out something interesting this week, and I just want to talk about it.
Okay.
All right, now.
So I was kind of two things meld into one. I was watching a lot of Keenan Ivory Wayans and In Living Color content this week, on top of some other things that I was watching, and I found out that Keenan Ivory Wayans helped write the 5 Heartbeats.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe
that. And on top of that, apparently almost all of the cast were supposed to be from In Living Color, except for 2 people they didn't get to cast. And I really, really, I just want to think about how interesting this film would have been with these two in the roles. So Eddie Kane Jr. was supposed to be, in Robert Townsend's mind, Denzel Washington.
Whoa.
Okay.
A 1980s. So it sounds like he was friends with Denzel around 88, 89, and then Denzel did Glory, and Robert didn't realize that he wasn't going to be able to get Denzel to do 5 Heartbeats.
They were together in Soldier Story.
Yeah, Soldier, yep.
Yep.
So, didn't get that one accomplished. And then apparently, the role of Baby Doll was supposed to go to Whitney Houston. And I find that interesting because if you go back and remember the 5 Heartbeats, there's a scene at the end when, you know, Eddie Kane Jr. cleans himself up and Duck goes to the church to hear them in the choir. And he's in the choir with Baby Doll, but Baby Doll don't sing. So, that leads me to believe that Baby Doll's role was actually supposed to be larger.
Yeah.
Than what it was.
Okay.
Can't argue with that. That's pretty much every movie.
Somebody's
roles get cut back.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, I think if they would have gotten Whitney Houston, we would have actually had like these two singers trying to make it kind of storyline. But then, you know, Eddie's on drugs and she ascends. And so he's watching the group ascend and her ascend and she move on. But because we didn't get the Whitney Houston of it all, it's like, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like we lost some storylines in there that could have been really interesting.
We're going to throw that movie back, though. That's still a good movie.
Oh, no, that's a classic.
I love 5 Heartbeats
now. Oh, yeah. Dales put their foot in this on.
But, you know, when you do this and you think about or you hear later on so-and-so was supposed to play that.
Right.
It gives you reason to pause. What's the gold standard one I always bring up with Sam? His favorite series, or one of them, may not be that if it was cast the way it was originally supposed to. Wasn't supposed to be Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Supposed to be Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they wouldn't let him out of CBS. Wouldn't let him go,
so
but he was Magnum.
Get him out of Magnum P.I. Yeah.
But they actually did an episode that was an Indiana Jones type.
They do stuff like that.
I'm sure there was. Yeah.
Of Magnum.
That happened before. Was it a Remington Steele wouldn't let Pierce Brosnan out?
Wow.
To be James.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
James Bond, so that's why we got 2 Timothy Dalton James Bond movies.
Oh, is that what that was about?
That was about that, because he was doing Remington Steele.
Wow.
And they wouldn't let him out of his car. Listen, if you got an actor that's making you money, you're not going
to you're not trying to.
You know,
it's like,
it's sports, everything. If you got a cash cow, why would I give you to the other guys?
Right. I thought it was so interesting, back to In Living Color, that like once Jim Carrey got his first two films off the ground or whatever, and he got greenlit for The Mask, he was still trying to make his schedule work to do In Living Color. Like, he was trying to make it work for them instead of In Living Color actually fighting them. But I'm like, you still want to be on that show?
They all try to do, well, and maybe somebody pushed them for that. But that's all, that goes back to the John Travolta thing.
Oh, yeah,
he was
the
first one.
With the sweat hogs.
He was the sweat hog, and then he went and made Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
And then every, you know, he had to go back with that 70s haircut, Tony, what was his last name? Tony from Saturday Night Fever? People are screaming it at the radio right now.
Tony Manero.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, the show business is laced with these types of stories. Although I'm trying to think of a female one.
Yeah, they're always so interesting when this happens. Like you start picturing a whole different cast and storylines and what it could look like or
Fresh
what they would have sound like. Okay,
that's the one that comes to mind where they had the two and Vince.
Oh, and they switched it. Yeah.
By the way, did y'all see a little demo this morning?
I think I saw Daphne Reed somewhere today.
Hanging out with somebody I know. This is your segment, so I'll save mine for casting call. Go ahead.
But even that recasting was very interesting because they didn't just like swap out Aunt Viv's, they swapped out personalities. We went from, a woman that was a professor with a job and a lot of opinions to I'm just gonna hold the baby and cash this check. Me and Tim trying to get this production company off the ground, so I'm gonna hold this baby and we gonna cash this check. I'm gonna hold the baby in the kitchen, I'm gonna hold the baby in the living room, I'm gonna hold the baby in the pool house. It's going to be me and Nikki. Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
But I get it, though. When I got the backstory of even that, like, Daphne and Tim were actually done with Hollywood in that regard. They wanted to, go off into the sunset and go behind the camera, but they needed capital for their production company.
Right.
And so that's the only reason we get that version of Aunt Viv or Ray Campbell on Sister Sister. Yeah. Now, he wound up really, like, falling in love with the cast of Sister Sister and that relationship he built with Jack A and the girls and all of that. But initially, he wasn't interested. It was a nine to five.
Yep.
And they put together a show that I thought that was really good, that the network wasn't ready for Frank's Place.
Oh, yeah, Frank's Place. Yeah,
Frank's Place just wasn't, the networks just weren't ready for that.
They weren't.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was ready to spread his wings from, being the
Venus Flytrap.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, I just thought that was really interesting how like all the moving parts and what it takes to get a film off the ground and the fact that of course it initially flopped, but now it's like in everybody's collection of films.
Okay. Now are you ready to give your five?
Oh, you want me to do it now?
Well, it's your segment.
Okay, let's do it.
I mean, but when you finish with your other stuff, I don't know if you had other stuff you wanted to talk about, but we should start giving ours. Like, I was going to press Sam, but he was busy during the local segment. So at some point, we'll get to Mr. Crenshaw's. I'll do mine during the casting call, but this is your segment. So if you want to do it.
Okay, I got five shows.
Let's tell everybody once again why we're doing this. Tonight is the Emmy Awards. By the way, is there a host for that thing?
Tonight is Eugene and Dan Levy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think that is going to be hilarious.
Eugene Levy is one of these sneaky, funny people.
Yes. Eugene is hilarious to me.
I mean, he's not the first person, but there's some stuff he's done. It just cracks me up. It comes around the corner.
If y'all have never seen Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah, please watch it.
Oh,
Eugene Levy is a hidden gem in that film. You got me straight tripping, boo.
With his voice. See, it's the voice, too, that does it.
And his face was so straight. You got me straight tripping, boo.
He's sitting there talking like a psychiatrist and delivering these lines. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so with the Emmys tonight, Greg had us write down our top five TV shows of all time. And, of course, I cheated with two honorable mentions, but here we go.
Okay.
Number one started in 19...
They don't have to be in order.
They don't have to be in order. Okay, so
just
we'll just
give
throw
me your
them out
five.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
In Law and Order, I fell in love with, in 1999, I fell in love with a show called Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Okay.
All right. They have a hilarious Emmy skit, I think from a year or two ago, by the way. Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney. Hilarious.
Okay.
Everybody Hates Chris. If you never saw it, Hidden Gem.
Who's that kid who played Tashina
Arnold was in her back.
Okay.
Tyler, I always get his name mixed up because he has three names, but Tyler James Williams, James Tyler Williams, but from Abbott Elementary.
All right.
Greg from Alabama Elementary. Okay, we have, I saw a photo yesterday. It had three women from a television show in the 80s, and it said, if you know who these people are, you are my age. Those people were three of the four ladies of The Facts of Life, and that is one of my favorite shows. We also have Living Single with the theme song sung by its lead, Queen Latifah. And last but not least, Roseanne. I love a good working class comedy.
I did not expect that from you. I just didn't. And
then
that's
adjacent,
cool.
And then adjacent, Grace Under Fire, because to me they're the same show, only with a single mom. Shout out to Brett Butler.
I got cussed out by her sister once.
Ooh.
On the radio because I wouldn't play a song. You just brought back a memory from 20-some years.
Because you know they was up in Marietta.
Yeah, but no, because this is when her sister was at her zenith as far as fame.
Okay.
And then a relative, I think it was her sister, might have been a cousin, called up and then threw that, you know who I am? I'm so-and-so, such-and-such, and we're having a little whoop-de-doo tonight. Can you play some? I said, all right, I'll try and do it. We say that to everybody. We don't promise anything. We just try and do it. And like a half hour went by, and they called back, and just I got it up one side and down the other.
Oh, wow.
And told me that she would never come to our radio station to be a part of the morning show.
How are you going
to
speak for her?
That, you know what I mean?
Ouch.
It was like she got empowered. But I just remember that when I think of Brett Butler. All right, no, that's not a bad list. What you think of her list?
Pretty good.
You a fan of all of them shows, some of them shows, a couple of them shows?
A couple of them, yeah. We roll with a couple of them.
Okay. All right, now you got your list. We're going to come back to it in a little bit.